World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from Winnipeg, Canada, here's Leon Fontaine.
So many people don't know how to pray. They just have no idea. Prayer has gone in so many directions. Prayer, if it's not done correctly, becomes a work of the flesh. And it feels good, perspiring and screaming and binding and loosening and all that, but it has no effect at all on the planet other than to bring doubt and unbelief into your life, unless, as Jesus taught us, that it's from the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Then it teaches us that what's in our heart flows forth. Prayer must come from the heart. So I want to talk to you today about prayer. I want to teach you immediately how to change if you've maybe not been taught this or you haven't looked at this. You know, there's a precious verse in the Old Testament that says, "Let God arise, his enemies be scattered." That is a beautiful prophetic look at the new covenant. See, God is arising through you and I, through our prayers, through our actions, through finding our place in the body of Christ, through finding our place in society, the church of Jesus Christ, rising and advancing. This is God arising in us. And the enemies, plural, are scattered. Always remember, according to Jesus in John 10:10, that whenever anything kills something, steals from you something, destroys something in your life, that there's a spirit force behind it, and that our warfare is not with people. Now, there are times you will have to stand up to people. There are times you will have to shut people down. But it says that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers. And so behind all of that, there is a force, a dark world. And so we need to recognize how to pray. Now, the greatest battle that any child of God will ever fight, the greatest battle the child of God will ever fight, is the battle of faith. Because prayer done incorrectly has no power. And prayer done incorrectly will literally manifest and deepen your unbelief. People don't pray in the church world today, probably because prayer was ineffective and it didn't work for them. And they lost faith in God, they got ticked off at God, and many leave the kingdom of God. By that I mean they walk because they prayed, nothing happened, and no one taught them what prayer is. And so we've got to recognize that in the new covenant, since the cross, the only fight that we can see is the fight of faith. And so this fight, according to 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were summoned and for which you confessed the good confession of faith before many witnesses." Now, to lay hold of eternal life in your physical world, it is to understand these two words, eternal and life. Eternal means it's never stopping. Doesn't matter where. Death does not mean the cessation of existing. The word death actually simply means moving into another realm. And there's different meanings. There are about three different meanings for the word death. But eternal life, eternal is the time frame. Life is the kind of life. And everyone keeps thinking eternal life just means being saved. No, no, no. It's way more than that. This life in the Greek is Zoe life. And it says that you were summoned and that you must confess a good confession. As we understand this new life as a born again believer, we've got to understand that religion, which I hate, says you're forgiven. And now you must work at getting better. Now you must work so that you can please God. Now you must work so your prayers are answered. And there is this subtle, horrible disintegration of who you are and your position as a believer. So whenever you try to pray, he will always have something you haven't done enough of, or you've done bad with, or you haven't done something, and he will cause you to waver. Wavering is always spoken about at the heart level. A good man from the good deposits in his heart brings forth good things. An evil man from evil deposits in his heart brings forth evil things. A world-changing man or woman with world-changing deposits in their heart brings forth world-changing things. This prayer has to come from the heart. Your vain repetition of prayer, your begging, bugging, pleading God, screaming at demons, binding and loosing, all this stuff that does not come from an understanding from the heart is meaningless. And not only is it meaningless, it destroys faith. Faith must come from this new covenant, from the Word of God, and we must understand it. It's not too hard to understand. Holy Spirit is always here showing you and I how to be who we are. Now, the thing to understand is that Jesus Christ is the high priest of our confession. It doesn't say he's the high priest of your faith. It doesn't say he's the high priest of your actions. Doesn't say he's the high priest of what you're thinking. Doesn't say that he says he's the high priest of your confession. Now, hang in with me and just let go all your preconceived ideas about teaching from one end to the other. Jesus is not the high priest of your confession over me. Your confession has nothing to do with me. Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't matter what they say about you. Doesn't matter what they lie or what they do about you. He's not the high priest of their confession over you. He's the high priest of your confession over you. So get up and speak. Because if you don't, then you're going to discover that there's a earthly impact that takes place. We need to recognize that Jesus is the high priest of our confession. And when you understand this word confession, well, let's look at the high priest. In the Old Testament, they would kill an animal so that when there was sin, the penalty of sin, which was death, would go on an animal. It would divert from you to an animal. And the high priest would take a little of the blood that was shed by an animal to keep you alive, and it would be presented to God. Look, a life was taken for this sin. And God's favor and blessing and wealth and healing and prosperity and protection from enemies and would all flow in their life because a high priest brought this on behalf of the people to God. But Jesus is no longer standing before God with some blood of some animal. He has already won and declared who he is. And so he is now the high priest of our confession. Whoa, what you say is powerful. Whoa, what comes out of your mouth. The angels, the Bible said, are listening to. Jesus is listening to. The enemy is listening to. People are listening to. Your body is listening to. Your family is listening to. Your kids are listening to. When you understand the power of a spoken word and that Jesus is the high priest of your speaking. Well, Leon, now it's also talking about prayer, because prayer is confessing the finished word of God, the promises that are ours. Now, when you go into the book of Hebrews, for those who love going through the word and studying it on your own, and you should be, Hebrews 3:1 says that. Hebrews 4:14 says that. Hebrews 10:19 to 23 says that. He is the high priest of what you're saying. What are you praying? What are you speaking? And it teaches us there to be faithful. Keep saying, be persistent in declaring the promises of God over your personal life, over your marriage, over your kids, over your grandkids. You can even pray for people who don't exist yet. You can pray for your great-grandkids and declare that generations of your family will serve God, be taught of the Lord. And as you pray, as you speak these words, Jesus is the high priest. Jesus is the intercessor. Jesus is your lawyer standing at the right hand of God. And every time a born-again believer from the heart declares the word of God, he is there.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Do you ever feel stuck? The truth is, there is no limit to the potential you have in Christ. You've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. You are empowered to live an abundant life. In this series by Leon Fontaine, Live in a New Dimension, you will uncover powerful truths from God's Word that reveal who you are in Christ.
I'd love to send you this Live in a New Dimension. So many people have said it has helped them to change, live in a whole new season of victory. So get it right away and just apply it to your life, and you'll be amazed. The powerful truths that are in here, you're going to see amazing changes.
No good thing is withheld from you. And no one has the power to keep you down. Get your copy of Live in a New Dimension today.
I can ask you a question. So much of what goes on in our world, the enemy just tries to creep into our lives and discourage and just destroy your ability to have faith, to believe in the Word of God, because your five senses are continually streaming into your mind. And so your mind, if it is not continually renewed, I got it renewed, now I'm done. No, it's an ongoing renewing of your mind, because your mind has five senses ongoingly bringing in physical things that aren't going the way you want. And so you're not to look at what you see, but at the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Meaning, if you live your life by your five senses, you'll give up, you'll get discouraged, you'll give in. You'll just say, well, this is the way things are. This is reality, unaware that a spirit world overrides a physical world. And so we must learn that we are spirit beings in physical bodies, and that as we are here, we have an ability to pray. We have the honor, the opportunity to use the name of Jesus, that power of attorney that is given to you and I to use his name. And when you have the power of attorney over someone, you have access to all their buildings, all their finances, everything that their name would sign on any dotted line and give them, you have access to. And so lawyers who read the Word of God and understand the new covenant, they see this name, Jesus. But let me ask you a question. Before Jesus came on the scene, what name did they use to swear with? Because today we hear his name all the time. And it doesn't release any power at all. It just releases a little frustration for most people. A little ticked off feeling, and they use the name Jesus. Somehow, the enemy got it into everyday vocabulary as a meaningless word, but just a word to use to spit this vituperation over someone. My mom always said, swearing is a small mind trying to express itself forcefully. Why? Why take this name of Jesus and diminish it? Now, when you read about the wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus in the Scripture, when the disciples used it in the first generation church, when they used the name, demon-oppressed people would be completely set free. When they used the name, a crippled man would walk in front of a crowd. When they used a name, they went in and took out cities, not by sitting in a room praying and praying and praying. Oh, they prayed. But by getting up and sharing this name from the streets and the marketplaces and everywhere they went. And it just totally transformed cities. It transformed everything. But today the name of Jesus is kind of just a swear word. It's kind of the way you end your letter. Sincerely, Leon. In Jesus' name. No, it's not. Like the person swearing, so is a born-again believer using the name Jesus with no belief or understanding of the scriptures attached to it. And so we've got to understand that Jesus is the high priest over our confession. And when we begin to declare promises from God's word, and then we say, in the name of Jesus, that all of heaven stands behind that name, that all of the power and the force and the authority and the resources that are in the name of Jesus. You see, this new covenant is not between you and God, or we would have destroyed it the first day of being saved. This covenant is between Jesus and God, and I'm in him, and he's in me. Therefore, when I speak in faith, which simply, listen, needs to be just from the heart. Just learn the word of God. It gets into your heart. Stop praying, but do I have enough faith, this much faith, this much faith, enough faith, too low faith. No. Just get into the word, learn the word, and you'll understand that prayer is a completely legal issue. The greatest miracles I've ever seen have not been emotions. And I get emotional quick. I find that when I pray for others, often I'll sense this incredible compassion and love, and I'll start to cry. But prayer is a legal thing. And you can cry and sob and get before God. But Leon, the Bible says he keeps our tears in a vial. Oh, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But he's not saying that's how prayer gets answered. In the new covenant, we must understand the legality of prayer, which is why Jesus, the Word, is at the right hand of the Father. He ever liveth to make intercession. That word intercession is the word used for lawyers in a court of law upholding your rights. When you pray, Jesus at the right hand of the Father is standing there, and you say, well, is he begging or bugging God? No, God can't wait to give you the kingdom. All he's got to do is turn and see the nail holes in his hand. All he's got to do is turn and see the scars all down from the thorns when he died in our place, that Jesus stands there and establishes this new covenant. And when you get up and pray, you pray with authority. When we pray effectively in the name of Jesus, it's not some pathetic little, I'm just going to keep myself sane while I go through all of this. Are you kidding me? The Bible talks about using the name of Jesus at the very core of the dark world trembles, that the dark side does not want even to hear that name Jesus spoken from the heart. Leon, what do you mean by heart? Well, the Bible teaches you can speak to mountains, but if you doubt in your heart, the mind and the heart are different. The mind is your conscious mind. The heart, and it's not the same as subconscious, but it's very similar. It's below your conscious thinking. It's where who you are, your deepest beliefs are in the heart level. Let me give you something that just puzzled me about this. I found that when you pray, a dynamic joy is maintained. And as you pray, there's a power source that is always there, so that when you do pray, it's like lightning. It's just shoo, bam. You ever been in a lightning storm? It blows your mind. It's just, you're sitting there and all of a sudden, which tree did it hit? You can't make rhyme nor reason out of it. And I want to just challenge you today. Yes, we need earthly strategies. We need to train people. We need to find their right places, their giftedness. We need to put together management and administration and find leaders. And yes, in our churches, in our businesses, in our governments, we want the gifted people in the right places. That's the earthly realm. But in the spirit realm, we need to pray in the name of Jesus, because of all the attacks that come, it's always going to have the dark kingdom behind it. So we don't fight against people unless we have to. We pray against the forces that are behind it. And this name of Jesus is the power of attorney to you and I. The more you learn from the new covenant about what it means to die on the cross, his burial, he went to hell in our place. Hell's not going to be in my future. He went to hell in my place. When he died for my sins, he died for both my past sins and my future sins. And so I'm in the family, period. I'm qualified, period. Should I live right? Absolutely. Because the people around me appreciate that. I'm not mad, angry, killing, stealing, lying, cheating. We all appreciate that in our marriages and business dealings and families. Of course we are. But to understand the authority that goes with a born-again believer with the name of Jesus has been established before you. And it is here and it is yours. When you begin to understand who you are and whose you are, and that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and that human body, all banged up and bashed up, is the only body in heaven that will have scars. There are people who have died in traffic accidents and fires. There will be no scars in heaven. They will look beautiful and amazing, except for Jesus. He's at the right hand of the Father, scars intact, because they create this eternal picture that you and I are forever forgiven, that you and I have access forever to the name of Jesus. To not get His word and deepen it into our heart, because we renew our minds. I went through a time in my life as a young man, 19 and 20, where I knew so much of the word and I had renewed my mind, yet I couldn't see the results in a physical way. And I began to study the heart, and I began to recognize that my heart needs to experience Jesus. It needs to allow the dreams and the visions of God's word that Holy Spirit brings to impact my heart and my meditation time with Him. And as I begin to do that, I begin to lay my hands on the sick. I begin to speak and declare over things, and I begin to see the miraculous take place. And I've learned, and I've failed, and I've made mistakes, and I've won, and I'm at a place where I begin to recognize, why do I only pray when I've got problems? Why don't I just keep praying when things are going good so they can become great? And why don't I just keep praying so they're not just great, they're incredible? And why don't I just keep praying so they move from incredible to supernatural? Because I'm going to keep speaking the word of God and not just wait till a problem comes. When you speak the word of God, Jesus is the high priest of your confession. Keep getting up in the morning and declare His promises. You want to pray over yourself, your family, your nation, leaders, get up and simply declare, and it gives God the right. It allows the name of Jesus, man, it accesses all the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare, and start speaking what your city will look like, what your business will look like, what your leaders will look like, what your nation will look like. And if the Church of Jesus Christ would get up, know who they are and what prayer is, all of a sudden, we're going to find a massive change. Someone said to me, wow, this is the end times. We expected this. Really? So He's coming back for a defeated church? No. He's coming back for a glorious church. When the word glory is used and you see God's glory, you see His power on display. You see lightning on display. You see victories on display. You see families and homes and countries that succeed and rise up. It's the glory of God. Man, we're the church. We're the only hope this world has, is for us to get up and pray, find our place, get out and speak, share the gospel everywhere we go, so that we've got people who even vote right because they know Christ and they're not deceived. You can deceive your heart, James says, or you can begin to feed your heart the word of God. And a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. He doesn't sit around waiting for God to do it. A world-changing man or woman brings forth world-changing things. This Jesus on the inside of you, use the name of Jesus. Learn to know who you are and keep speaking the word. Be persistent. You know, Jeremiah was promised as a prophet. God said, I'll make your forehead harder than their forehead. I'll make your face harder than their face. You know what He's talking about? Persistence. He's talking about a devil like behind Goliath saying, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to feed your body to the birds. Devil always over. He's an exaggerator. Ever meet an exaggerator? He's so far off that you don't know what to do with him. David just said, I'm going to take your head off in just a minute. Grabbed the stone, took him out. Why did we listen to wrong news, stupid news, arrogant news, demonic news. Get up and declare what God says against what the news says, against even what your doctor says. I love my doctor friends, and I get checkups all the time. And when they say, Leon, you got this, all right, give me a few weeks here. I'm going to begin to speak to it and pray. I like it. But I don't take their word as a final say. I don't take an investor's word as the final say. I get up and declare what God's word says, and I work with all those expertise people, you bet. I pray that you would make a decision. You want a different country, you want a different town, you want a different family, you want a different you, get up and speak the word. Pray the word as done, because Jesus has already won the victory. He needs you and I to declare that, and out of that, the name of Jesus releases all the favor, the power, and the authority of God into the situations around you. Well, I pray that God's word has touched you. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, just pray this prayer right now. Just say, Jesus, I choose to trust in you. Come into my heart, my life. From today and on, I want to learn your ways, and I want to follow your voice and your word. I declare Jesus is my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Let us know you made that decision. Let us know that you're now following Christ so we can help you out and keep following this program. We'll show you on the screens where you can be following us on social media. Go to our .coms for more teaching, our apps. There's so many ways you can just take this kind of a positive, powerful word of God and get it on the inside of you and be who you now is. God bless you.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media.